Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Bedside Support. This file is there to help you when you're in bed and you need some support. You know, it can be one of the little things, like getting a cool, wet cloth to put over your eyes. Or maybe I should get some of that cough syrup or a nice warm glass of milk. There's so many ways in which I could help you, and each of them would help you feel better. So just lay back, relax, let the pillows and the blankets just melt all the way down into a sweet, fluffy nothingness where you can relax. And while you listen, I will take care of you. I'll make sure that there's a cool glass of water next to that warm glass of milk. I'll make sure that if you're feeling too warm, I'll fold the blanket so your shoulders can cool down. And like I said before, I always have that nice cool cloth ready to gently put over your eyes and your forehead. If you are comfortable with it, you can feel me beside you, sitting on the edge of the bed, feeling your temperature on your forehead with the back of my hand, checking if you're okay, and I'm making sure that you get what you need to help your body heal from whatever it may be. And right now, there's nothing that you have to do. Allow yourself to lay back, relax, snuggle up, or simply let me take care of things. It's nice to allow yourself to relax for a moment, just listening to me, possibly telling you a story, as I have many, many stories hidden away somewhere from long since past books and other sources that inspired me to understand the different principles of storytelling and allowing you to enjoy a new story every time. See, once upon a time when I was little, my dad had a very big book. This book was enormous for me, but it was so much fun to simply stand on my toes, take down the book, and then sit down on the ground, folding it open on a random page, which would almost always be the beginning of a new story that I hadn't read yet. The book was full of little fairy tales and little stories, so that every time that I opened it, it would be a new one. And of course, I made sure not to open it in the middle every time. Sometimes I would open it further to the front or more towards the back. Some of the stories were just half a page, while others were multiple pages long. I especially liked those. And it was on one of those days where I started reading. I remember the story. It was a story, like many are, about a princess being locked in a castle, and about the three brothers that had to find her, first the oldest one, then the middle one, then the younger oldest one. And like those fairy tales go, the oldest one never returned, or he returned in failure, the second one the same. And the youngest one was believed to be incapable of doing such things, was the one who finally set out and inevitably the one who would finish the story and rescue the princess. And of course, there were so many obstacles to overcome. Maybe the princess was laying sick in her bed. Maybe she was fast asleep by the curse of a witch. Or maybe she was simply locked up by some evil person. That reminds me of a story even longer ago. A story about a little boy that wanted to run away from home because his sister was sick and he wanted to find the magical berries that would make her better. So he ran through the forest, he ran past the streams and through the valleys, he ran and he ran, finding, searching, exploring and asking everyone if they knew where the magical berries were. And it wasn't that long before he finally got the clue he needed. An old woman pointed him in the right way, the right valley to follow, and behind a cave covered with climbing plants, there was a nice hidden spot. And the way the spot was described reminds me very much of a place that I once slept, hidden in the wall. There are some beds in old farms or old buildings which are almost like a closet. You open it and there's a whole bed hidden inside, and when you close it you have your own little secret place. And in that place you can beautifully, perfectly heal. Sleeping there was incredibly comforting, although you had to make sure not to bump your head if you wake up. I always liked sleeping in there. And when I fell asleep, I felt incredibly comfortable. I knew that my body was taking care of anything and everything it needed to. It was very cozy and comfy. It always felt just right. And in just such a place where the boy found his berries, he went on the long trek back to his sister. And although his parents had of course been very worried, they were happy to see him back with the medicine for his sister. And of course they lived happily ever after. Just like the youngest of three brothers that rescued the princess, helped her feel better, and everyone returned to the castle so they could live as wise rulers and help others when they were feeling bad. And they too healed and cared and lived happily ever after, resting peacefully at night, looking at the stars. And when I closed the book, was always a moment of peace, of calm. The weight of the book on my legs a comfort. The stories a thread through which I weaved a tapestry of my thoughts. With effort, I always neatly put it back where I found it. I was allowed to read it if I put it back. And of course, at night, I would allow the stories to inspire my dreams and help me heal. So as I tell you this story, sitting on the bed next to you, looking to make sure that you've fallen asleep peacefully, and knowing that you will heal just fine. Your body knows what to do. And it has the strength deep inside to do it. And if it needs help, you'll ask for it. Sleep well and rest. Take off your head.